This is my focus weed pen.
It says it right there.
Focus. I wish alcohol. This is my focus beer. This is for what I'm about to drive.
Gotta get in the zone,
man.
Well, that's what Sparks used to. Have we started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we just get right into it.
There's no intro?
No, it's pretty
cool.
much a hang.
All right.
I mean, it's,
No. Don't bring it up. Don't talk about it. So this, in high school, we used to get Sparks. Did y'all? You might be too young for Sparks. Sparks was like the original Four Loco. So it was.
I love how, because I'm like slightly right after Four Loco.
I know, dude.
So I'm like, the original Four Loco's already has the mistakes, but you're like, no, we're talking before that.
So it was before
to me, the fact that Four Loco is part of like a tradition is shocking.
Four Loco was like the next iteration. It used to be way more dangerous because like Sparks, it looked like an energy drink. Like there was no mistaking like Four Loco for Four Loco.
Yeah.
This was like an orange and a silver can. Said Sparks and energy drink letters, and it was malt liquor with insane amounts of caffeine.
Oh.
So I would go pick them up on the way to high school, and I would drink them on the road because nobody could tell that it wasn't a Red Bull or anything.
This is honor roll alcoholic level shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, this is absolutely valedictorian.
It was tight.
It looks like an energy drink. You're focused.
And you could leave
also,
them.
Also, you're up a little bit.
Exactly.
You're a little loose.
But you could leave them in the car, and nobody would tell that it's alcohol. They'd be like, oh, well, this guy's drinking a lot of energy drinks
he's
and throwing them on the...
Yeah, but yeah. He's going to drive fucking perfect.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, did you guys ever do that?
It's like you at a first date.
So yeah.
What are you, a Sparks or a Four Loco kind of gal?
There were a few others.
I never even had a Four Loco.
No, they were right. It was right before. And then the current Four Loco just sucks. It's just
it tastes like
battery acid.
I didn't mind it, but like...
Still around?
I thought
it got totally banned, or it just got changed.
They changed the formula.
Yeah,
so
original
it's still caffeine
shit.
And alcohol.
I don't think it's. There's no caffeine in it. It's just shitty flavored alcohol.
Oh.
I've been out of the game for a little while, but like.
Yeah. Well, now it's espresso martinis.
Yeah,
now it's
espresso martinis.
That's a
been
fancy
forever.
Four Loco.
Yeah,
but this isn't the same because it was like. It was like rocket fuel. You would put that shit, it like was thicker than booze.
It's like if you had like a Celsius, but like 12% alcohol.
Kind of, but
Celsius,
like I just.
What are we doing?
I just remember.
You want a brand promotional?
Yeah.
If we're going to live in hell, bring back all the poison. I'm tired of this. The wages aren't going up. The planet's melting, but you can't afford Loco. Fuck that, dude. You give me the Four Loco, and then
I don't know, dude.
Else.
As someone that actually had the original shit, I spent 2 hours on a friend's porch going like alone.
Yeah, but that's the level of fucked up you need
friend's
to be.
Friend's porch, no friend.
No, the friends were all asleep. Everybody else was passed out, and I just sat out there by myself without a shirt on. I was like, this is the most fun I've ever had in my entire life.
That's fucking awesome.
And then they were like, we're going to take out the caffeine. It's not safe. It's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm doing fine. I'm having a good time. And I haven't had fun since.
This is such an appropriate conversation because we're in my room for this episode. And this does look like two therapists came to visit me.
Hilarious.
Just ask, and they're like, where are the doll that he touched you? Like, that feels like we're all going to sit on the floor.
What kind of therapist do you have that are dressed like us? They came in here, old sweatpants and Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, you could look like a cool guy therapist. You kind of have like a young Christian sort of vibe going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you know, like the non-denominational, like they have a church that looks like a brewery.
Sure.
I feel like that's like the Birkenstocks. So you're like, yeah, dude, Jesus was chill.
It is weird.
He just wanted to hang out and be a good friend.
It's weird now that it's like, because I'm looking for a food therapist. And
really?
Yeah. That's a whole other thing. But like,
okay.
I was looking online and it's like, they all have tattoos now.
Hilarious.
And they're like, I hit up this lady and I was like, you look familiar. I don't know why. She lives with this girl I went on a Tinder date with for a while ago. And I was like, fuck. And
did I hit a button?
Oh, if it was the bottom one, I don't even know what those do. So it's probably fine.
All right, cool. Sorry. Yeah.
Just
but, this was like a Tinder date from years ago. And I'm too afraid to like respond to her email I reached out first. I was like, hey, I would like this. And she sent me an email today just like, yeah, let's set up a consultation. I was like, where do I know you from? And I did some Instagram diving and I was like, oh, that's right. And I haven't responded. And I think I'm just going to deal with this food thing for the rest of my life.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because that's so funny, dude. It's also so funny that they're all hot and tattooed.
I know.
Because there is something about, okay, I know this is deeply problematic, but there is something about, like, girls who recover from anorexia, just the bare legal limit are always so hot. And it's like whenever there's, like, a girl that I'm like, wow, she's so beautiful, and then we, like, start talking, she's like, yeah, I, like, had anorexia when I was younger, but now I'm better. And I'm like, so you just ate the legal, like, exactly. minimum required amount
exactly.
of grapes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's like, that is the secret to being hot, is, like, just barely recovering from anorexia. Like, they are, like, unfortunately.
That might be true, because I think that anorexia takes a lot of discipline. It's not something you can do.
Yeah, it's not a fun disorder. You're not, like, a party, and you're, like, really depriving yourself of a lot.
Well, no, it's, like, horrible, and I've seen it, like, ruin people's lives. Like, I'm in no way making light of it.
Right.
But once you recover, if you just barely recover.
Right. There's only two ways to go.
Yeah, if you just have, like, the full bag of almonds.
Yeah,
then you're really cooking.
Yeah.
That's the good fat. And then,
a lot of disorders make you hotter in that way when you come back from them.
No.
Yeah.
Like, other ones you go up just because you're not, like, on the street anymore.
Well,
but yeah.
I guess disorder is different than disease, right? Because there are a lot of people that come back from diseases way hotter. Because they've lost a lot of weight from medication or whatever, and then the hair grows back, and it's like, fuck.
Dude, the cancer really took
you. Cancer brought your weight down, and you look great. I mean, I've got a few people in mind, and we've talked about it. They're not like, I would do this again. But
you're like, well, this is a nice little bonus.
Exactly.
Pitching it as like a P90X DVD weight loss thing.
Yes.
We're going to put battery acid in your veins.
Yeah,
and
you're
going to
lose a lot of weight. You're going to lose your eyebrows. But when they come back, you're going to have an 8-pack of abs.
There are people who would do that. What is that if not just like insane Ozempic?
I guess. Someone was trying to justify Ozempic to me. Not like justify. I have no stance on Ozempic. I'm still not entirely sure. The fact that they let you put a needle in yourself scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I didn't know it was a needle.
Oh, yeah, it's an injection.
That's so funny.
It's like, just go
to the goddamn gym. I'm sorry. It's like the fact that you're like, I don't know, it's either eat healthy and work out, or you're like, I'm stabbing myself every day.
It's originally for people with diabetes.
Right. Oh. So it does a lot more than just like weight loss is what
I've heard. It's like an anti-addiction drug.
Yeah, I've heard it's like a miracle drug.
Oh, wow.
That for a lot
There's
going
to be some crazy side effects. Your eyes pop out of your head.
But people with diabetes, I don't know what it does for them, but they need it. And then people started using it, like celebrities started using it for weight loss, and now people with diabetes are like, I fucking can't get my Ozempic.
Yeah. And it's got to be. But the fact that they let you put a needle in your own body makes it so scary.
Crazy. I would watch my mom has diabetes. I would watch her have to like
finger prick,
and then like before they had the new kinds that they have now, like inject herself with the fucking thing all the time. It's like crazy. But she just gets so good at it that it's like,
doesn't matter.
Also, if you're trans, sometimes hormones you have to like,
I don't care.
Which, if you are doing testosterone, that does feel like a cool, like, prove that you're a man.
Yeah.
As I said that, I was like, someone might have that bit. I don't want to.
Well,
step
even
on
like
that,
an EpiPen. It's like, I don't think we should be administering these ourselves.
Hilarious.
Because I'm so, like.
Do you have an EpiPen?
Fuck no. If I had an allergy, I'd be dead because I'm too afraid to put a needle in my own body.
You're like, I'll just wait this out.
It's. I really think if, like, heroin hit you as hard any other way, I would have tried it.
I think it does for a lot of people.
No.
I hate to bring it to you.
No.
It's hard, but nothing's as good as putting it right in your veins.
Yeah, it's the real thing. It's like original Four Loko and the new one. It's the same shit.
There's another podcast under a bridge somewhere where they're like, they watered it down. You can only snort it now.
When I was
in high school, I was fucking injecting myself and driving my truck.
They're cutting it with all kinds of bullshit. The original
fucking
stuff.
FDA
yep,
coming down.
Government had to come into my heron.
Yeah.
But
well,
sorry.
Speaking of trafficking, didn't you have a pretty crazy encounter?
Yeah,
recently?
You've been on the road in more ways than one.
I know, dude. I've been a dirty little boy.
We're like, we got to get you on the podcast. You were telling me the story, and I was like, this is so fucking crazy.
So I drove a van across the country is really all that needs to be said about this. I drove a windowless white van from New York City to Vancouver, British Columbia. I found out there's a Vancouver in Washington also. But... it's sketchy. It's a sketchy van. I was doing it to drive it to a buddy's like home in Vancouver while he's shooting a TV show, which is important for this story. And his name is, well, I guess we can call him. He didn't do anything bad. Michael Rowland is shooting a show called Animal Control in Vancouver. Shout out Michael. This is also important. The show takes place in Seattle, but it's shot in Vancouver. This is going to be necessary information. The first part of it was fantastic. I drove, I did shows, and I was like, this is going to pay for the rest of the trip. And then I left Minneapolis. Have you guys ever been west of Minneapolis?
No.
Not in a car.
That's where the country ends. It stops. Minneapolis is the last city, and then you're in the Dakotas. And it's fucking empty out there. And when you're driving, so I'm driving this van, and I've been great so far. I haven't been pulled over. Nobody suspected me of anything. I'm flying down the highway. I'm doing 80, and I'm like, you can do this here. It's amazing. The speed limit is 80, and I see two highway patrol officers to the left. And I freak. You guys have driven cars, right?
No.
You always stop when you see a car.
You always slow down. There's like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yes. So I slowed down, but I didn't realize there was a semi truck behind me that had to swerve out of the way.
Oh.
So I'm slowing down, and I'm like, that was close. And then, like, you know, I see in the rear view the cop just start to pull over. And he's chasing me, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I've got cruise control on. This van is tagged. It looks shady. Also, if you were driving a van, like, if you saw a van that had, like, a squiggly line in spray paint, would you think the driver did that?
Honestly, maybe.
Really?
But I know you're talking about there's graffiti on the side of it.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's also like, why the fuck would the driver do that?
Exactly.
Like, clearly, like, somebody did that to your car.
Everywhere I went, people are like, what's that say? What does it mean? It's like, I don't know, you dumb lady in Montana with an Ultra MAGA t-shirt, which I had never seen before.
Ultra MAGA.
Ultra MAGA. Montana rips.
MAGA's not enough.
MAGA is not
Ultra
enough.
Ultra MAGA.
It's a bigger version of MAGA, and that's where they're really... I felt safer around them, to be totally honest.
Yeah. It's like when someone says ATM machine, it's like, Ultra Make America Great.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even make sense.
This is how, like... This is how secure these people are. The guy that I saw in an Ultra MAGA t-shirt was the attendant at a gas station you didn't have to pay before you pumped.
Oh, my God.
That was the scariest thing. Yeah, so you pump, and then you go in and pay him.
Well, I think it's like, well, we'll shoot you in the head.
Exactly. Exactly. For $36 worth of gas.
In this town, and we all have guns, and we literally dream of using them.
Well, I don't think it's a town. It was a gas station with a house in front of it, and
oh
that's where
God.
They lived. It was, like, scary empty, and it was pretty cool, actually. It seems like a nice way to live,
like,
if I'm being honest.
Don't you have your thing? It's like, make America great again. It's like, you're alone in the woods. Do whatever you want.
They're not even in the woods. They're in the fucking plains. It's like, it's the kind of thing where...
It's like, build your little whatever.
I don't understand how they...
Build water on your house. Just live there.
I just don't understand how they know there's a president.
Yeah.
I don't understand what they do. There's no one around you for 25 miles.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine
with
whatever.
Yeah, you're it, dude.
Yeah, no one's taking nothing from you. The only people that are that close to your home are me late at night trying to find a place to park this van. And so anyways, all right, so I'm like, I'm going down the highway and I'm freaking out and I'm just like, I got to get off at the next exit. I'll go to a gas station. I'll kind of regroup and recalibrate because this cop is following me. So I pull off at the next exit and...
Oh, but he didn't have his sirens on.
No. He's just following me.
Oh, that's so much scarier.
It's so scary.
Because it feels like they're waiting for you to fuck up. If you get out of their way, then they're immediately like, well, why'd you go out of my way? And you're like, you're freaking me out.
Dude, it's like, otherwise, you're like sort of in an unofficial chase.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was switching lanes and I saw him following me and I was like, fuck.
That's, you know what, ultimate move is you just would stop for fast food.
That's
and
what
go
I was,
in.
But
Whoa.
Well, I was trying to do something like that.
Where it's a genuine
but there's
excuse.
Fucking nothing.
There's yeah. exact. So I get off the exit.
So you got to go buy an Ultra MAGA t-shirt.
Well, dude, you can't even do that.
Yeah, you got.
You can't even do that. So I get off the exit, and I'm not exaggerating because I looked it up after the whole ordeal. It would have taken 25 miles for me to find anything.
It's
brutal.
Nothing. Like, and all that was a random Exxon station in the middle of fucking nowhere. So I get off the exit. I realize I'm fucked. I am just like, God damn. And I don't know why I'm so scared, but I know that I am. Actually, yeah, I do. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere, and it's scary.
Yeah.
So I start slowing down. The cop pulls me over for doing 27 and a 25. Because he just
wanted to fuck you over.
Jesus.
Well, hold on. He explained to me why he pulled me over. I was like, this makes perfect sense. He comes up to the window. He's like, hey. And I immediately was like, looking for a gas station. Just looking for a gas station. He's like, there's nothing out here. Like, immediately. And I'm sweating bullets. And he's just like, you know, you're driving a pretty shady van. It's... you know, you're not from here. This isn't of your registration or whatever. He's like looking in the car and it's just a mess. There's a bed in the back of it. There's like all kinds of shit.
It's like 101. Okay. It looks like, oh, your probable cause is your weird vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, man, well, why don't you...
You're just using a bag of heroin as a pillow.
Kind of. It was a bag of weed. But yeah. Like he... Actually, yes. So it doesn't matter what it was. But he... Because it doesn't matter. He's like, hey, man, you know, this is shady. Why don't you come out of the car? And I was like, And I want to find the body cam footage because he's like, you know, why don't you sit in the car? We'll figure this out. And
sit in the police car.
Yes. And I...
You're like, I haven't even done anything. Like, how about you go sit
dude,
in the...
Dude, I am walking out with my hands up. Just like, am I being arrested? And he's like, no, dude. Like, absolutely not. He's like, you don't want to be in the back seat of the car. So we get in the front seat. I'm explaining the situation. I'm like, my friend is shooting this TV show in Vancouver. So now he's got Michael pulled up on the laptop in the cop car.
Like Googling him?
Googling Michael.
Oh my God.
And he's just like, is this the guy? I was like, that's the guy. He's like, you said you're driving to Vancouver. I was like, yeah. He's like, well, it says the show's in Seattle. I was like, well, it's shot in Vancouver. He's like, but it takes place in Seattle. Like, he could not wrap his head.
Yeah, and he's like, there's no way this
can't be real.
You would see all those gay Canadian flags and know what it is.
Dude, it was...
He was like, I caught you in a lie, brother.
It's kind of what he's like, well, why are you sweating so much? I was like, I'm in a fucking cop car, man. And so...
They really do look up shit like that.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like watching him do it on this laptop.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to explain. It's like, that's him. You see the name on the registration is the same. Like, what more do you need? And he's just like...
He's just like explaining how TV works. You're like, well, it's really expensive to film in the States, so a lot of things are filmed in Vancouver, for instance.
WGA just had a strike, and it's like, also, good thing you have successful friends, because there's a lot of friends that would be like, Google him, and he'd be like, I'm not seeing shit.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, no, you see that Grady podcast? That's him.
Well, and that's
like, watching, he's like, that's not pretty solid. Why'd it cut off half of your iPhone camera shaking in the back of a Comedy Zone?
Like, it was fucking hilarious, because I'm also, did you know, I never realized this before. Do you know why it's called sitting shotgun in the passenger seat?
No.
Does it carry shotguns?
You're sitting next to a vertical shotgun.
What?
And I'm just staring at this thing. There's a drug dog. So now that this is all wrapped up, he's like, all right, here's the deal, man. So I'm specifically part of the drug and human trafficking department of the North Dakota State, whatever, like the troopers. So as long as you don't have drugs or any people in there, you're going to be okay.
Did he say it like, no, I have a strong feeling you do?
No, he was just like, but he's being very serious. He's like, you know, I've got the dog in the back, and I'm like, uh-huh. And in my head, I'm like, there is some weed in there. I know there's got to be some weed
Isn't it legal in North Dakota?
Who fucking knows, dude? Yeah. It doesn't matter. And I'm like, yeah, that's all right, man. I should be okay. As soon as he says people, I kind of like try and like really get myself into acting mode, and I'm like, oh, that's it? Nah, you're good, man. Why? You're good. You're good. And he buys it. Because I know that, like, weed is federally decriminalized, but I've heard so many stories of people getting arrested in the Dakotas. It was the one place I was driving through where it made me nervous.
Jesus.
And I fucking throw in the big guns, like, brother, come on. Yeah, man. You know what? I think I got some, like, you know, shit that the dog can have, actually. Like, I'm just like, I got
just
some
beating up bars of chocolate.
No, it's like, now if he said, like, you know, I'm with the weapons department, I would have been like, oh, right. Yeah. Don't look in there. But so he sees that I'm cool, and he's like, yeah, man. So you live in New York? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm from the Catskills. Miss the pizza. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
The famous Catskills pizza.
Famous Catskills pizza. He's like, yeah, it's a different way of life out here. I'm like,
you're like, middle of nowhere there, middle of nowhere here. What
are
we doing?
Just like staring at this gun, and I'm like, yeah, it is a different way of life over here, dude. Like, what are you going to do? And he's like, man, honestly, if you hadn't slowed down, I wouldn't have pulled you over. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Am I in trouble? Like, he's just kind of teasing me a little bit. And he's like, so you promise you're going to Vancouver, right? I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, I just one more time. It takes place in Seattle. And I fucking lost it. I lost it. And
it's like the IMDb, it's not getting good ratings. No. Yeah. I don't think anyone's buying the Seattle thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. So he lets me go.
It didn't get renewed for a third season.
Right. And he let me go, and it was really lucky, because if he had checked the wheel well, he would have found I had two Russian babies in there. But like, but I was like, and I'm like, I think, all right, I got my like scary cop thing out of the way. And honestly, this was great. This is a funny story. You know, this was a good kick in the pants of like, all right, well, you got to stay on your toes. Be, you know, don't do anything fucking weird. Why do we, you know, so I have a great week. Just camping, having fun. I am doing drugs that I brought with me that he didn't find. I'm having a good ass time. And then I go to the Pacific Northwest. I'm crying at mountains. I'm like, this is beautiful. I can't wait to get to Vancouver. Just, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to go to Canada. And have y'all ever crossed a border in a car?
Yeah, once.
You have? Where did you go?
I was going to Montreal.
From here?
Yeah.
What was it like? Were you driving the car?
No, my cousin was, and we were with her and all of her like friends from like Dartmouth, and everyone was like giggly on our way to a ski trip, and they're still like, so how do you guys know each other? But like they still yes. They like intimidate you just so that if you crack, they like know they're onto something.
Totally. And did they search your car?
No, I don't think they did.
Okay.
No, they just checked our passports.
Oh, that's so much better than what I got. Like oh, a million
again,
times
the van
better.
Is really
the van this van
I mean the van does look sketchy.
A lone man in a van is bringing some heat.
It's got no windows, and also so a couple months ago I saw my ex-girlfriend in a neighborhood neither of us live in, and I'm pretty sure, and I was driving the van, and I'm pretty sure she clocked me too, and I can only imagine what it looks like when your ex is driving like a windowless white van.
Looks like he's taking his breakup pretty hard.
Yeah, in a neighborhood neither of you live in, yeah. Where it's like,
what's going on?
Yeah, no, don't mind me and my fellas in the back. They're just my fucking nerds at the control center. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So this van is doing nothing but shady shit for
looks
me.
It's like a CIA stakeout. It's like flower shop, and you're like in front of her on a date. That's, like, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. And, but when they're driving, there's like a guy pre-checking you almost, right? He's walking. He's got like the bulletproof vest, the gun, and he's like asking you questions so that like before you get to the booth where they check your shit, they have some kind of an idea. And I'm explaining everything to the guy, and he's like, okay, I guess this, whatever. Yeah,
so funny to have that accent.
Oh,
like
it gets better. But he's just like, yeah, man, you're good. Okay. I get it. Okay, so they're shooting. Great. Yeah, I mean, well, okay, we are going to inspect it just because it is a third-party vehicle and all that. And I was like, that makes sense. You know,
third-party as in it's not registered
under
your name.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, you know what? I do have a little bit of weed, but it's Canada.
Yeah, well,
and
it's weed legal in Canada.
Weed is legal, but bringing it across the border is not. And I was like, I think I'll be okay. I don't think that they're going to search it. Like, I'll be all right. As soon as I pull out, they're like, all right, get out. You're going to get out of the car. We are going to search the car. And I was like, fuck. And they're like, this is the drug dog. Are we going to find anything? And I immediately crack. I'm like, yes. There is like a little bit of less than, you know, there's some pot in the car. They're like, how much pot? I was like, I don't know, less than an eighth. They're like, that's it? I was like, that's it. And they're like, anything else? I was like, you know what? There's a tea bag with a little bit of mushrooms in it. They're like, that's not, how many? I was like, it's small, like small. And he's like, that's cool. Don't worry about it. You're okay. Nothing else. No party drugs. No powders. No. I was like, no, man. I actually, you know, I quit drinking years ago. Like the only thing I really do is I smoke pot and I'll do mushrooms sometimes. He's like, oh, congrats. And
as the drug dog's out.
Yeah. Well, and at this point, I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to be okay. Like, I think that they're like, this is a small amount of shit. It's obvious he's not, like, trafficking anything. This is, like, clearly personal use. It's, like, a joint and a half. And then he's like, all right, so do me a favor. Just empty out your pockets. You seem pretty confident that we're going to find, you know, marijuana and mushrooms. Anything else? I was like, nothing. Okay, empty out your pockets. I emptied out. I've got a vape cart. And he's like, don't worry about it. I was like, I can throw all this stuff away. He's like, you don't have to throw it away. I was like, I think I'm going to have like a really nice, easy time in Canada.
Yeah. They're like, you don't need to do that, pal.
I was like, oh, my God.
That's a new vape cart, man.
I bought it that morning.
Yeah, that's like $60, they were, man. He's like, you need another one?
It's funny you say it's $60 because he's like, don't worry about it. You're good. Just do me a favor. Flip out your pockets. I flip out my pockets. And he's like, in the fifth pocket. And I was like, what fifth pocket? He's like, the coin pocket. Have you ever put a coin in your coin pocket?
Never even used it.
No, that's a drug pocket.
It is a drug pocket. And I was about. That's what I thought.
Exactly.
And I have a feeling where the story is going.
So, make note. The only reason I'm wearing these pants, I haven't put them on in maybe 6 months. More than that, they've been through the wash a bunch, is because I spilled coffee on these pants. And I was like changing before I got to the border because I didn't want to be in gym shorts, whatever. Yeah. And I reach in and I feel a plastic bag and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I know immediately this is something, but I don't know what. And I pull it out and I'm like, is that a leaf? Like, maybe it's a leaf. I might just have a weird leaf in a little pocket, which I've never done.
You've never been like, this would be great for my scrapbook.
I've never,
let me take the ketamine out of my pocket. Put it right here.
I wish it was ketamine. I don't.
Well, no, actually, I think, no.
I'm pretty happy with what turned out. But so it's a single tab of acid from, I'm not kidding, 2.5 years ago. I don't remember the last time I did acid. I remember losing this acid, and I remember being very upset about it at the time.
It'd be great if you're like, oh, that's where I put that acid.
Kind of did. So like, he's like, I pull that out. I'm like, what is that? He's like, what is that? And I was like, oh, no. Like, and I'm like, fuck. And honestly, he's like, is that acid? And I was like, it's acid. I wanted to be like... So anyways, the tone shifts. And he's like, you're being arrested for smuggling. I'm going to need you to put your hands behind your back. So he handcuffs me, and they're so Canadian about it. They're just like, oh, are the cuffs too tight, bud? We can loosen the cuffs if they're too tight, bud. It's not the crime of the century. You're going to be okay. You're going to be
the worst thing that ever happened.
It's not the best. He's saying this, but he's still doing the shit. He's like, it's not the crime. Look at my partner. Look at my partner. Now look at the door. Walk forward. It's going to be okay. You're going to be all right. But
get your goddamn ass in the car. It's okay.
Well, no. So they take me away from the car.
Commit your life to Christ after. Turn it around.
Dude, so
Jordan Peterson comes and brings you.
I wish. Well, they don't do the... They did do the whole, like, anything you can and say will be used against you and shit. Yeah. And they throw me in a concrete room with a metal toilet. I'm alone.
In another country.
Yes. And they take my shoe, and which you don't really think about.
It's like the prison meal, just like a bowl of maple syrup.
Yeah, well, at no point do you really register like, oh, this is a different country until you're in a cell. And you're like, oh my God, I am on international soil, even though I'm 50 feet away from the U.S.
Yeah. Oh.
And so they take my shoes, my...
Look, I want to talk to the goddamn embassy. Register Joe Bob a political prisoner.
It's funny, but so that's what happens. They go... All right, as part of the Vienna Convention, you are legally allowed to, you know, contact the consulate, let them know that you have been arrested on foreign soil. And when he says you've been arrested on foreign soil, it all really kicks in. And I'm like, oh my God, I have no money. I am fucked. And they've called a lawyer at this point. I'm freaking out. And you're just alone. You have no belt. They took my sweater and it's cold. There's no toilet paper. And I didn't have to poop, but if I did, I was like, there's no toilet paper here. And it was scary. It's scary.
Were you almost like, well, Canadian prison, maybe not that bad.
Yes, that is what I thought. But then I also, went straight to, well, they're going to extradite you to like San Bernardino. And, that's going to suck. It's hot there.
Do like prison time, you're like, I had a tab of acid.
He comes back. And he's like, I'm going to check on you every 10 to 15 minutes. I'm like, great. So the first time
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it was. The first time he comes in, he's like, and I was like, hey, man, you know, that acid's kind of been through the wash. Like, I bet it's not. I bet it's just paper. He's like, what? I was like, well, I tell you, and I tried to make a joke. And he was funny. The rest of them were not. This one was funny. I was like, tell you what, if you put it in your mouth and you start tripping, I'll go to jail, huh?
that's really funny.
And I was like, if nothing happens, I'll just keep on going. He's like, ah, you're funny.
Because
I did tell them, I was like, because they ask you what you do for a living. And I'm like, fuck, like, I really don't have anything to say except comic. And I do that. And he's like, all right, I get it. Okay. And he's like having a good time with me. And
well, you used to do comedy, bro.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Now you're sitting
sure,
in
you're going to be making a lot of extradited statesmen laugh. But so, like, he leaves. I was like, can I call my friend? Can I, like, call anybody? He's like, not until we search the car. So they're searching the car. I was like, how long is that going to take? It's like, well, it depends what we find. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
The fun tone is gone.
Well, no, he's all right. But he's also like, I was like, yeah, but it's not my car still. Like, there could be shit in there that I don't, and there wasn't. But I'm freaking out in my head. He comes back. He's like, all right, I need you to be totally honest with me. This cop was good enough where I was like, I spread my legs. He's like, just promise me you're not crotching nothing, bud. And I was like, it's like, I'm not crotching. His name was Strickland. He rules. And he comes over. He slides the window open. He's like, all right, just be totally honest with me. Just be honest. And, you know, he's like, when's the last time you smoked weed? I didn't want to be like 2 hours ago, but I was like last night. And he's like, okay, what about the mushrooms? I was like, about a week ago. And he's like, and what about the acid? I was like, dude, I couldn't tell you. It's been years. He's like, really? I was like, I told you exactly where you were going to find the pot, exactly where you're going to find. I have no reason to lie to you, dude. And he's like, huh, I guess you're right. And then he's like, we're going to let you go without charging. And I was like, what? So he's like, you are going to be searched. But then, like, every
You've
time.
You've been guilty of the virtue of honesty.
That's exactly. That's, yeah. Dude. And
it's like redeeming. You start glowing and everything comes out. You solved the riddle, young man.
Dude, it was incredible.
You're actually just tripping balls in Montana.
I wish. That would have been the
dream.
You just
had to learn to tell the truth to yourself.
Like, where the fuck is my van? Yeah.
It's in the river.
It's in Vancouver, Washington.
Like, you have to tell the truth. Do you love yourself?
Oh, dude.
Do you forgive your father?
I do feel like...
your heart opens. You were just in jail in your mind all along, pal.
It's true. I felt like I was in a mental prison because it's like... You know, and so they take me out. They're like, all right, you know what? You probably want your phone, your wallet. It's all... They let me go back to the car. I'm like... And then I see they've taken all my shit. Like, the vape carts are gone, but they left me the battery. They left me my pipe. They left me all of the paraphernalia, just none of the drugs.
Hilarious. Real message
so,
there. Yeah.
Dude, and then they give me a notice of seizure, which has an itemized list of everything they took with an estimated value. Do you guys ever buy mushrooms? Have you?
No.
I haven't in years. It's like $30. It's like $30 an eighth.
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you pay $567 for a 16th?
That's insane. Okay, the markup is...
Now, Dave, what about a vape card? Have you all bought a vape card ever?
No.
Like 60 to
60
80,
bucks. Yeah. Would you ever pay $374?
I think that's just like some good old bureaucratic corruption of like, oh, what up? We just picked up $1 million street value.
That's exactly it. Where they were like, we got this fucking guy.
We picked up $1,000 worth of illegal
goods. Oh, that's just to make them look good on their report?
I don't know.
Because you don't have to like pay that money.
There's literally no way that that's true.
Well, and then the best part is they valued the tab of acid at $7.
It's some pretty shit acid.
Yeah. The guy did it. It's like it's pretty mild. It's been through the water.
He did it. He was like, he is tripping, but he's like, you can go.
You can go, but I do feel
jail's
better.
Wrong.
Yeah. He dismantles it. He like takes his badge off, and he's like, yo, what am I doing with my life?
Hey, be honest with me, man. Is my eye really weird right now?
Yeah.
Do I feel weird?
Hey, ACAB, buddy.
Yeah. Oh man, that includes me, huh? I was losing my mind because, like, I was high as shit too the entire
time. That's brutal.
I would fully curl into a ball and just start
I did.
Crying.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did in this Canadian cell. And then this was the kicker: you drive as soon as you are like, you can't see it in your rear view. There's weed shops everywhere.
You're like, what are we doing?
Hilarious.
And get
That's
this.
Like they work for the weed shops.
But
like
they're also mushroom shops in Canada, which
like
I didn't know.
It's like
how
you can't bring a water bottle into the airport.
That's exactly what it was.
You buy a $17 one inside.
Yeah, they give you the bowl back, just like the water bottle. You just got to empty it out.
Hilarious.
You got to pay the upcharge.
And it's cheaper in Canada. It's all cheaper.
That's
I was buying.
Amazing.
It's always just stupid.
Yeah,
it's like,
and let me tell you, no one's ever felt like Icarus as much as I have because I fucking.
You immediately pull over and just get high as shit in your car.
That's exactly what I did. 110%. I stopped
just
in.
Absolutely go into a shop and then
I
be like,
walked,
"Well, this is legal now, bro."
I walked in. I got a weed soda. I got a pre-roll, and I re-upped on the vape cart. And I walked out, I drank the soda, had a joint on the highway, and just, like, if I could have done this in the car, this is the move I would have been doing. If I had sunglasses, I would have put the sunglasses on, too. It was the coolest I've ever felt.
Oh, my God.
I think I can do anything. Like, this is kind of the problem, is, like, I do think I'm untouchable. There's nothing I've ever done that's gotten me in, like, mass amounts of trouble, which is nuts. Because I... kind of the guy that's just like, I'm going to go out in public incredibly intoxicated and nobody's going to do anything because they won't. Everybody's a pussy. I'm the king, dude. Nobody can do nothing. It's nuts. I bet I could win the lottery if I bought a scratch off today. I bet. Like,
that's like if I got out of that scenario. But also, they probably... It's the pity factor that gets you free.
Well, I think they looked at my credit score and they were like,
he
can't.
They also look at what you're like nervous and winching out. Like I had a similar, much shorter tale where one time they pulled over me and my friend in Indiana because the car, and then he's like, the car smells like weed or whatever. Sure. And is it Nick Cartwright? Brakes immediately, starts freaking out. And also, this was during COVID.
Yeah.
And he was driving me home for Christmas, and I offered him some money because I didn't want to take a plane. He's like, I'm just driving my friend home. He offered me some money. And then he's like, why would he offer you some money? So he's like making it so much worse. They're ripping apart all our stuff. And then Nick just starts crying, and he's like, am I going to go to jail now?
Yeah, it's me.
And he let him go.
That's
and
exactly.
And I think it's because they won. You pissed your pants. You're crying. It's not because you're a badass.
But dude,
that's all cops want is to make you cry.
They just want to make you cry.
If you're white.
But you can do it. Yeah. I mean, I watched a guy that I was riding with in high school get arrested for heroin dealing. Like
Jesus.
But I got out scot-free. I was just like,
wait, what'd you do?
What?
Sell him the heroin?
No, I was just like, dude, this was a time in my life where I was going to AA meetings but still drinking, but I had or NA meetings, and I still had the keychains. So I was like, I'm actually sober. This one's for
hilarious.
This one's for 30 days. And they're like, we get it. I was like, well, this one's for 60. They're like, we understand. It's like 90 days. Like, I'm just like trying to over-explain it.
Well, you already got lying down.
I've
which
got,
you're lying
yeah.
to yourself and literally 60 people probably.
Oh,
every,
yeah, dude.
Every
a sponsor. A fucking, yeah.
people do those like Blue Lives Matter stickers in the back of their car. Like, people, it's like a joke that people do that so the cops won't pull you
it's
over.
It's true, but it's like, that's kind of, I'm really good at acting. And I can get out of just about anything is
except
what.
The consequences of your actions, brother.
No, dude. Yeah. I mean,
seems like hard powers are striking out.
He's like, no, I got out of those too.
I got out of those. It's crazy. The only thing
disease will come back for you, man.
Maybe. I mean, like, yeah. I'm only $25,000 in debt. That's the only real negative of my actions.
Oh, $25,000?
Yeah.
I thought you said $2,500. $25,000. You're kind of fucked.
Yeah. For sure. But other than that, other than that, I'm crushing now.
You're flying high.
I have no money. I am so broke.
Just ask us tomorrow $50.
I mean, that's why I drove to Vancouver. Was Michael paid me some money to drive his van for him because he didn't want to, and I lost most of it in the weed. Honestly, that was my asset. I was trying to buy art for tax reasons, but I had to buy weed
art for tax reasons.
Yeah, you can't tax art. And
you can't tax art, man.
You can't tax it. It's an investment, and art is only worth what someone's willing to pay for it. So you just I was gonna buy some paintings and jack up the prices.
And what?
That's not
like
true
a
at all.
Tax reason?
No, this is just something that I was trying to say to justify why I lost the money. I would love to be able to do this, but you know how expensive art is?
It's like millions of dollars.
Depends on what you're willing to pay for it. It's it's a lot of money, though. Yeah. Anyways. But that being said, I'm out of weed, I'm out of acid, I'm out of shrooms. If anybody wants to supply it, I am $25,000 in debt.
Wait, but the rest of your time in Canada and the rest of your trip, no troubles?
Define no trouble. I had a lot of self troubles, but
with the police.
No, there weren't any other troubles. There are some cities, like in the Pacific Northwest, I wasn't ready for like the just open and rampant like junkies out in the street, like hanging over themselves and shit, where you can kind of do whatever and nobody's going to do anything to you because you're running through an obstacle course of people that are strung out on heroin and they're making way more noise than you are. So you can kind of do whatever. I was doing bad shit. I was pulling pranks.
What pranks?
I was taking out mailboxes. I was breaking windows.
You made it sound at first like, just like this innocent victim of a corrupt system. Back in America, you're breaking windows and poor people's
Why
mailboxes?
Why not? Why not?
Where are you being for real?
No. But there are people like kind of, it is a bummer because there are people like strung out everywhere. And again, like I wasn't doing that, but you can get away with a lot. I mean, I was sleeping in a van. And no trouble at all.
So the moral of the story is maybe don't drive a giant windowless
van. No, I think the moral of the story is this might be the only way to drive around. It's been 2 weeks. I miss that fucking van. I feel so unsafe. Every time I got in that van, I was like, I'm safe. I have a place here. I can, like, live in this thing.
I mean, literally two different law enforcement agencies are like, that guy is a drug trafficker or a pedophile.
Well, hold like, on. Okay, reasonable. Hold on. He didn't say pedophile. He said human trafficker.
Which is, that's like the polite.
Wait, you steal a 45-year-old man?
Yeah, I mean, bring in a divorcee named I Ted like, across the border. Like, what do you do?
That's funny, just to be a human trafficker, but you're stealing like a guy that works in an office. And he's like, what do you want with me? And you're
a
like,
friend?
Oh, yeah.
Although, you know what? I'm going to be 100% here. It never occurred to me that they usually don't traffic adults.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
I really thought this was kind of a thing where it's like, of course they take like a grandfather. Now I'm like, there's no street value on like Uncle Bob.
Hilarious.
Damn, I'm really catching up on a lot of shit right now.
That is a weird thing where it's like, there are laws, but it is like an unspoken rule that you kind of just like can't be weird.
Yeah.
Like they'll go like, what are you up to?
We're like, why are you so fucking weird?
Yeah.
Like you're just in jail for like, have you seen that guy? Just a fucking weird
He's
bug.
A weird dude.
People will just stop you for like being weird.
Yeah.
Yes, they will. And I looked in my journal. I looked in my mushroom journal because I did take mushrooms like right after and hang out like the first time.
Bro, set and setting.
Oh.
That is wild.
Well, I would lose my mind. I would not feel. If I smoked weed after being in prison, I'd be like, I'm still in prison.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the North Dakota guy.
Oh.
Still. It's
somewhat scarier. You're sitting next to a shot off.
Well, I didn't like. It wasn't like. Crazy. It wasn't like I took them in the car. Like, I when I went to camp that night, I took them and I wrote in my journal. It was a very pretty space. You should
no,
have seen.
It's awesome. Think, I just could never imagine.
I don't know if it's awesome. This could be like one of those things where it's like, I think this is normal because I'm like, I live in New York. Everybody does this. And nobody in New York's doing this either. It's like, I'm in Montana. But I was like writing in my journal. It's like, why are you being weird? Stop being weird. If you're not weird, nothing weird's going to happen. Like, over and over and over again.
We found a real weird journal, bud.
It's not weird. No.
All van and no play makes Max a very tired boy. Just written over and over again. They're like, oh my God. They just wanted you to get the fuck out of Canada. They're like, get out of our prison.
Bro, this was in Montana. This wasn't even in Canada. This was pre-Canada. This was how I made sure not to be weird in Canada. I said, don't be weird. Stop being weird over and over and over. This is like,
which is weird.
It's so
like
weird.
Like the weirdest thing.
I know. And what's weirder was I was sitting in the woods.
So you learned
in
NA. You're like, I guess I'll just stop being weird.
Yeah, exactly.
12 steps. Don't be weird.
Don't be weird.
I've been weird for 90 days.
Yeah. Weird free for 6 months. My sponsor told me I haven't creeped anybody out. But yeah, I guess. I got into the woods. I took my shoes and socks off immediately. Wrote in my journal. Started drinking coffee nonstop. And everything is just like, don't be weird, don't be weird. Man, there's a girl over there. Don't be weird, don't be weird, don't be weird. Is she going to camp next to me? She could be weird. What if she's weird? Don't be weird back. Two weirds don't make a normal person. And it's...
Brother.
Mushrooms?
I know that.
Yeah. But she
Brother,
stayed...
Brother, did I learn that lesson the hard
She
way.
Stayed on the other side of the campsite. We didn't have any interactions. It was nice. No weirdness.
Mushrooms and coffee late at night after getting pulled over and being next to
a
shotgun
a panic
is like... And it sounds like it was.
No, it was fine.
Ding, easy bake oven, fucking panic attack.
No. I told myself, don't be weird. And then it wasn't
That's like
just,
such a negative... I feel like when you're tripping, you can't go down negatively late.
Sure you can.
You can't even look down a stroll.
I did. I don't mind facing the abyss because when I come out of it, I'm always like, you weren't being weird. You were drinking coffee in the woods, which I guess that is weird if you're not at a campsite.
Yeah, drinking coffee
like,
actually a little weird at night.
I guess.
Enjoying nature? Other than that, sober?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, because in my head, I looked weird because I was alone in the woods. And then once I wasn't tripping, I was like, oh, she was alone in the woods. We're all alone in the woods. Yeah, this isn't weird. And then I realized I wasn't being weird. And it all came full circle, and then I got arrested at the border.
Wait, so it went arrest, mushroom trip, arrest?
No, well, I didn't get arrested in North Dakota. I got interrogated in North Dakota for human trafficking. Honestly, I mean, that's...
I would all this sounds like a great anecdote to say on a first date when she goes, what have you been up to?
I didn't
get arrested. I got interrogated for human trafficking.
But then I did get arrested after in Canada. That's the like in the border. At the border, they did arrest me, and oh man, I'd never been in handcuffs before like that.
I can't believe they said that. What was it? The Vienna Convention.
The Vienna Convention.
Like the fact that they were like. The Vienna Convention applies to your life right
now. I know.
International negotiations apply to your life
right
now.
It's all I could think about
Joe
was...
Joe Biden just passed...
Where are you, bud? Yeah, you're where? The border. You can't go to Mexico.
Where are you up there?
I'm in Canada. Canada?
Yeah.
Well, why are you doing that?
Well,
my friend was shooting a show.
What did I tell you about calling me this earlier?
Yeah, why are you there?
Wait, so it takes place in Seattle.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We're going to bring Jim Fox TV back to Seattle, along with the chips.
But,
he's big on the chips. I don't know if you heard. He said that in the debate, too. He's
chips?
Trying to bring chip manufacturing back to America and also put more chips in the bag.
Are you sure he's not talking about microchips?
No, he's literally talking about potato chips, like how there's, like, you know, there's
too little in the bag. No, I'm familiar. This is...
No way he said that.
No way.
Yeah, he didn't. Look it up. He's talking about how they put too little in the bag. He wants there to be more.
During the presidential debate?
And in several stump speeches, he's talked about how there should be more chips in the bag.
We're so fucked. I'm so fucked. I would rather...
Because I feel like that's him as president. He's just opening a bag and be like, there's too little chips in here.
No, someone else is opening the bag.
He looks in the mirror and he's like, I know.
Oh.
I would rather be in a border prison than live here.
That's our move if Trump wins. We all just drive up to Canada with just a fuck ton of acid and be like, you got me.
Yeah, but then they send you right back. You wind up back in America as a prisoner. Or maybe they make you homeless and then you have to go to jail because you're homeless.
Yeah,
which that's a thing now.
I would love like a Brittany Grimes situation where you are and it's like... negotiate like Brittany Grant, like how she was held in rut. Like you are actually like a big political prisoner.
Yeah, they're like,
don't
they're
you dare
news?
Put that in my head that could have happened. That it could have been.
It would have been pretty funny
if it was Russia.
I'm sorry, it would have been pretty hilarious.
It would be funny because it's
huge specs. They have like they put like an Instagram reel to be like, free our boy.
Middle act Max Fine has been arrested at the border. For a tab of acid that's been washed twice. I would have loved to have been a political... It would have been huge for my career if I was a political prisoner.
It would have been pretty big.
Would have been better than big. Brittany Griner, I have no idea how she is as a basketball player. But I know that she's got some endorsements now. She's home.
Of course, yeah.
I would go for a little bit.
To Russian prison?
Dude, wasn't she? She was sent to like a gulag.
Yeah,
and shit.
I would say no
for
good.
For like a year or something.
What do you do in a gulag?
You just chill.
Exactly.
It's like, I think it's like a hard labor in like the like northern tundra or wherever. Siberia.
I like the cold.
Are you? What are you trying to go on a vacation and just get arrested in every country?
I mean, they'll
feed
you.
You're like on the Interpol, just most annoying weird guy. Like, like oh, it's
there's the most wanted and the most annoying. Oh, that's my alarm. Sorry.
I am.
You gotta go to work?
It's about 3 p.m. So
it's exactly 3 p.m. because I have to read a. I'm supposed to be reading a passage to boost my creativity.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, I wish you the best of luck on
don't
your
be weird.
Spiritual journey.
Yeah, that's. You're laughing. A big part of it is it says I got a reminder to not be weird, but that's it too.
All right. Guys, you know, a place you can't be
worth
weird.
It?
The goddamn Patreon, everybody.
Patreon is for weirdos only.
Patreons are weirdos. Fucking stay weird. Max is saying don't be weird.
Was this okay?
This is incredible.
Great. Okay,
this is a great fun podcast.
And I'm glad you're safe and okay
Max,
and back in the
you.
States. We
Max,
love you.
You're a great fun guy.
You're a great fun guy.
Man.
Y'all are great.
It's all gonna work out.
Do you want to ride later?
Yeah, we're all gonna ride in his windowless van and just see the sights.
Well, you can't.
It'll be a real fun little prank. We go in front of your ex, and me and Maddie are kind of hogtied in the back. Just enough that you can see that there's a person in the back. I struggle a little bit.
Well, I can just pop the doors open and kick you all out and then drive away real fast.
And we're like, well, it was horrible, but he has a huge dick.
Yeah, well, okay.
He actually listens.
She
it was
knows.
Awful. He tied us up and just listened to us.
I would be lying if I didn't do that with her a few times. I may have never been in handcuffs, but I've used handcuffs before.
Yeah, okay, all right. Cool.
Well, come over
nice.
To the Patreon and subscribe to the YouTube. If you're listening to this on audio, please check out the YouTube channel as well. YouTube.com/phone is in the bag. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we love you.
Mahalo.